Next case is 10,031. Variance from the minimum square footage and lot width requirement for parcels. M&amp;M Properties. This is west of Road 40B, 287 east of the ditch, being parts of lots 1 and 2 within Catherine Kinsey subdivision.
What is it? M&amp;M Properties?
It's on that old road there off 40.
That's this.
Yeah. You recognize right when you see it.
In Check Road.
Which way?
Check Road. It kind of loops back on the Redden Road on the 40.
I don't remember.
On the end? Towards
Georgetown,
yeah.
Okay.
If you're going back towards Bridgeville.
Yeah, here.
Second and third here. Left. Kind of loops
okay. Yeah. Anthony Morgan sworn in and testified requesting 16,380 square foot variance from the required 32,670 for lot 2 and 17,739 for lot 1. A 50 foot variance from the required 150 foot frontage for lot 1 and a 59.31 foot variance from the required 100 foot for lot 2. He'd like to build two new homes. They'd be affordable housing.
That's right.
That yeah. He's removed the old homes and trash from the lots.
Yep.
And that in the septic approval for one lot, at the home he would like to place would measure 28 by 40.
He was asked for a lot.
Four letters in favor.
No.
And no opposition.
It was a minimum from the square footage and a lot between a lot of the parcel, so I had no problem with that now.
And we were...
He was sort of... Somehow his lots had gotten combined, it looked like. He was trying to re-subdivide them.
Right.
And to make it affordable housing, there's two houses what he was trying to do for people. Yeah, that's what he was trying to do.
Under other business.
Huh?
Why is it back under...
At conclusion of public hearing... Motion was made by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. Mills, and carried unanimously, the case be tabled until this meeting.
Just to make sure, because I think it's what like Mr. The counselor just said, it was one lot, he was trying to get them out to make two lots. You could build on one, but make it two to make it affordable. I think the house was going to be like $165,000, that was a lot, and the homes to help people out, the way the housing industry is. That's what I think the gentleman had stated. That's what he was trying to do. Why didn't seem to know?
Yeah.
That's pretty, I guess.
Confirmation.
It's coming back to me a little bit. I had to think for a minute, but I don't think I remember, but I did remember that part of it. I had no problem with it myself. Okay?
I'm in favor.
Mr. Wortman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Yeah, I would just say I remember questioning the fence that night, and we probably want to make sure that that's in compliance. I think it's a neighbor's, but I'm not 100% sure.
I think it's a neighbor's fence, yeah.
It goes on his property.
Steve. Yeah, I think it's a neighbor's fence, so.
It is a neighbor's, but it's not on
allowed to speak.
Not allowed to speak, sure.
That's yeah. Okay.
You'll check on that, though.
I checked on it the other day.
Okay.
It actually meets the height.
Does it?
We can see through it. Usually chain link fences.
Oh, it's chain link?
It's similar.
Similar to it.
We usually let them go up to 4 foot, and his meets it when it... The only time it gets taller is when it gets further back.
The first time I was like hitting brush. It looks like a chicken hash wire or wire type fence and brush and debris it grew around it. If you clean all that out, you can see.
And it didn't obstruct the view.
Okay.
If you can get that cleaned up. Okay, if there being no further discussion, Chair will entertain a motion. In case number 10,031. Have a second to that motion? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,031. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Got a
yes, sir.
Question.
Are you okay?
Del Dot easement, that one down there near Concord Pond, are we still waiting?
I'm waiting for, I talked to Jemez and he told me his opinion on it. I left him a message asking him to kind of put that in writing so I can read that to you and put it in part of it.
Okay, so that'd be put on a future agenda. And did we...
If I get that.
I've got one here for Sierra Village back in May of 06. Is that still open?
They are waiting to reapply for the more variance, the one that was on last meeting. They need more, they need to apply for more variances now that we have the survey.
All right.
Okay, we're open for adjournment. There being no further business. Have a motion from Mr. Hudson. Second by. All those in favor?
Hopefully nobody sues the county.
My lawyer.
Why don't you be slightly.
Well, I tried to.
Look, I'm sorry. That's probably why the meeting was so long, right?
He's doing a survey. Fred's sitting back there doing a survey.
Thanks, Melissa.
You are.
Did a good job.
Recessed after 39.
Wow, I'm trying not to look out here and laugh at you going. Do you want to say something?
Yeah.